American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, February 21st, 2005. And I'm not back the day, like I always say on Friday, I say I'll be back tomorrow because I'm reading off of a sheet and I don't change the show template so that I say I'll be back tomorrow, which I wasn't back tomorrow. I'm back 2 days after tomorrow. But you knew.
What?
I was
what?
Back on Monday. Yeah.
I get it.
No, it's true.
See,
how it works is that Sim is here.
Yes.
Sim's here. Hi, say hi, Sim.
Hi, Sim. Yeah,
God,
I'm here.
Damn, why did you use that joke? That's so
sorry.
Bad. Hi, Sim.
Because you said hi, Sim.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Say hi, Sim.
There's that. So this is Newsreel, your source for independent media and news that will give you the edge against the corporate political tyranny that is trying to enslave you. And if you don't happen to believe that the corporate political pundits and all the powers of the universe, essentially Skeletor, is trying to enslave your sorry ass, then you are not paying attention. So please pay attention here. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal, which I've just recently retitled Secret Message. You know it'll be time to turn the page when you hear me say stuff like, Microsoft is being evil again, again, and again. Feedback, going right in. Did you have any feedback? Do you have anything? I just did my show intro. Did you get anything there? Nothing?
For feedback?
Yeah, any feedback?
No,
anything you
I don't
talk
bring
with?
Anything with me.
No, I just realized. Anything, maybe something's happening on the station you want to talk about? I've got the rebroadcast thing in here, so we'll be able to talk about that.
No, but all of you should have your newsletters by now. I send them out on Sunday night, so it'll be going out yesterday. So you'll have it all today.
What newsletter is that, Sim?
This is the Rant newsletter.
Do they get that?
You can sign up for it on the Rant Radio page, rantradio.com. Top right-hand corner. Type in your email address.
And what?
Signed up with the thousands of others.
And they'd be able to find out how we're charting and mapping our takeover of the universe. And
there are thousands.
And, of course, we've got the feedback came in from Sim. We are spreading, and soon we shall conquer all.
I didn't say that.
Well, no, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what you meant. Sean, you are airing on the Box Music Network on your morning broadcast. Little smiley face. More stations for syndications to come. And it gave me details for the link. So just go to my Newsreel site and you'll be able to go there. And that's from Sam, which was
right.
Nice.
So you're now heard around the world.
Globally, we're taking over Map the Virus. Yeah, it'll be great. I'm really looking forward to actually just, the fact that we can relay news to people. I mean, because it's so hard to relay news these days, just to be able to get information out there. People are going to jail all the time for talking. Crazy talking news, you know.
Oh.
What are you doing, you rebel rouser? You
can't
know?
Say that.
Oh, you can't do that. What are you doing? What are you talking about? It's just crazy craziness. So to carry on with the craziness, I have a sort yourself out. I finally got
good.
To sort yourself out. Yeah, we're moving right into the sort yourself out because sometimes I get feedback. Actually, well, you know what? I get a lot of email. I get a ton
you
of
do.
Email.
I
yes,
saw it today in front
yes,
of you.
And I just it just goes on. And you know, you're answering email and then more mail. You know, it keeps coming in more mail.
Yeah,
you know. And it's upsetting, and I'm thankful that everyone is so kind with my one- and two-word answers. Whoa, thanks, dude. Scary. One guy got an email, was fear was my response to his email. Which, you know, I'm kind of a minimalist.
Yeah?
You know, generally, I'm kind of a minimalist.
Sum up this email in one word, Sean.
Yeah, fear. You know, describe New York in two words or less. Dirty, busy,
dirty and busy.
Diverse, complicated, alive. Smells like teen spirit. So my search yourself out, dear fucking man. Now, there's a way to... You'll never see that in a syndicated call.
Exactly.
You talk a lot about KIT. All in all, it sounds good to me. But what about all the WOGs that are in today's schools? There just isn't practical or legal in most places to have it. Once I take the laws and school rules into effect, I feel kind of naked and unprepared. What advice do you have for all the student WOGs out there who want to stay prepared and on the good side of the law? Now, he's talking about KIT here. Now, let's just make very, very sure what we're talking about when we refer to KIT. KIT is a generic term meaning for your gear. Okay, now, if you're talking about weapons...
Yeah, bladed instruments
bladed
and such.
Stuff that has sharp bits on it, you're not allowed to take that to school. So the answer there is you don't bring that to school. You know, if you have... Like a kit layout, like a set of pliers or a pocket knife or something like that. If you have a car, if you happen to be so blessed as you have a car that you can drive to school, and I leave it in the trunk of your car.
Yeah.
That's option
A. Tools. for your car. Right?
But the number one thing you've got to remember here is that you can't get yourself into like a hardcore paranoia preparation cycle. You know, you start, you know, carrying around, you look like those guys with the backpacks from Labyrinth. You know, you can't be like that. And that's a threat. You know, you start logging all this shit up on your back and you've got these crazy bags and all these different, you know, and soon you're me. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you remember that your implements and your gear is just your tools, and you are actually, you know, the most important thing in that. You are the item that uses everything.
Shouldn't they be suitable for your environment as well?
Oh,
so
exactly.
What do you need at school?
Exactly. What do you need at school? I mean, if you're worried about, you know, the Red Dawn thing where you watch the soldiers parachuting onto the lawn, well, I don't think that'll really be a threat.
The Russians.
You know, where do you go directly following school? If you're concerned about things that happen that way, maybe you should have like a drop zone place where you drop by, like maybe you got a buddy's house, everybody goes over there, you all talk, you know,
yeah,
circulate.
Things go sideways.
Yeah, you have
this
a reorg.
Is where we meet.
You
right?
bet.
And
yeah,
that's where the kid is stored.
And so that would be where I'd go. This is to, goes shouts out to Lead Scorch. I don't think that it's really that much of a threat that you would need to bring this stuff to school. And in today's school system, especially in the United States, you don't want to break the law because then you're, you know, going to the fucked database. And once you're in the fucked database, you don't get out. So you're fucked. So don't break the law, okay, because it complicates things. And just, you know, just keep it low-key. If you're feeling like you're unprepared and if there's, like, a bullying issue at school and you're worried about that kind of shit, well, of course, there's all sorts of stuff been put in place now since all those kids wicked out at Columbine, so you can just, you know, kind of bully and the
1-900 report a bully.
Yeah, 1-900 rat on friend and go from there. So that would be my advice to you. Hope it helps. You got anything to add to that, Sam?
No.
Nothing?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. I put 2 cents in every once in a while while you're talking.
Sim says you shouldn't eat meat. Okay,
yeah,
news.
Don't eat meat.
Yeah, don't eat meat.
And it'll solve everything.
That's right. You will become like a Buddha. But soon, don't worry, because you won't be able to buy vitamins in the United States. This is a scary story. Got sent in to me. Your right to choose your vitamins, mineral, and other supplements may end in June or August of this year, 2005, after the U.S. supplements will be defined and controlled by the World Trade Organization and the World Health Organization.
What?
Yeah, the Codex Alimentarius, the food code, is setting the supplemental standards for all countries in the WTO. Oh, good.
Natural?
Wait for it. They will be enforced by the WTO and will override the U.S. laws. The U.S. President of Congress has agreed to this takeover when the WTO treaty was signed. Violators are punished by WTO trade sanctions. Codex drastically restricts vitamins, minerals, herbs, and other supplements. Codex met secretly in November 2004 and finalized Step 8, the final step, to begin implementing in June 2005. The code includes no supplement can be sold for preventative or therapeutic use. 2, any potency higher than the RDA, minimal strength, is a drug requiring a prescription that must be produced by drug companies. Over 5,000 safe items that are now in health stores will be banned, terminating the health stores as we know them. 3, Codex regulations have become binding internationally, already implemented in Europe. New supplements are banned unless they're given very expensive Codex testing and approval. Codex now applies to Norway, Germany, among others, where zinc tablets rose from $4 a bottle to $52 a bottle. Echinacea, an ancient immune enhancement herb, rose from $14 to $153 a bottle. Both examples are not allowed by prescriptions only in the United States, but once this passes, you'll need a prescription to get some echinacea. They're now drugs. Vitamin C above 200 milligrams, niacin above 32 milligrams, and vitamin B6 above 4 milligrams, all banned over-the-counter as drugs. No amino acids, such as arginine, lysine, and carnitine. I'm probably screwing up those names. They're all essential amino acids. Essential fatty acids, those are omega-3s, 6, 9s, etc. Or essential supplements such as DMEA, DHEA, COQ10, MSN, beta-carotene are allowed. All of them gone, thanks to the WTO. Yeah, they've already implemented that in Europe, so they're going to bring it over here.
So there's some harsh corporate sanctioning that was going on behind here.
Yeah, no ginkgo, no vitamins.
We got to get these natural things off the shelf.
Oh, you bet, because now, well, it's
money
grab.
We don't make money on that.
It's a money grab, yeah. The Codex rules are not based on real science. They're made by a few people meeting in secret, see the websites, and not necessarily scientists. In 1993, the FDA and drug corporations tried to put all supplements under restriction and prescription. But over 4 million Americans told Congress and the President to protect their freedom of choice on health supplements. This successful outcry resulted in the DSHEA law, pronounced DSHEA, which was passed in 1994. The DHA protects your freedom of choice on health supplements, but this will be overruled by Codex and the World Trade Organization.
One world government.
Virtually nothing about it has been heard in the media, unless, of course, you listen to me, in which case you get the straight dope. When the drug companies have failed to do through Congress, they will have gotten a sneak attack through Codex that will help with the help of silent media. What can be done at this late hour? So you want to go to the Live Journal and Sean underscore Kennedy underscore is my middle name. And check that out. And you can click on the link there and go see what you can do to prevent this.
They have some things to help.
Yeah, there is. There's not much you can do. Writing Congress won't help. This has already been passed.
It's been passed. It's going to be enacted this summer.
Unless something goes wrong. Yeah, unless we can somehow prevent that.
So we're going to have nothing but corporate drugs on the shelf.
It seems that way, yeah.
Because all the rest are banned.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. It kind of makes you want to grow a herb garden, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so these are reasons why, you know, we weren't kidding. You know, when we talked about these problems, we weren't joking. We weren't making that shit up. It's not so paranoid anymore.
We said it was coming, and now it's here.
You know, and it's guys like this, stuff like this that just, you know, when you look at Alex Jones and you think, wow, that guy's crazy. And then shit like this comes down the pipe and you're like, wow, Alex Jones is not crazy. And suddenly I'm terribly, terribly afraid. Going along with this, we have mandatory HIV testing. Results of a new national survey of 864 positions and 1,339 members of general public revealed that a significant majority of both groups believe that mandatory, federally funded HIV testing would improve the overall health of the U.S. population. It wouldn't actually improve shit. It would just make you more aware because you're just testing. You're not doing any prevention. Fuck all. The national e-surveys were conducted by HCD Research during February 12th to 14th as part of its continuing investigation of social, political, and economic issues confronting the U.S. healthcare system. The margin of error of the survey was plus or minus 3% at 95% confidence level, according to these guys. The survey revealed that among the general public, 63% of Americans believe that mandatory, federally funded HIV testing would improve the overall health of the U.S. population.
Well, it probably would, but...
Mandatory
anything sanctioned by the government is a little bit frightening.
Yeah, and I checked some of those numbers. The most frequently cited social concerns for those representing the general public who were not in favor of mandatory testing were... The difficulty of obtaining life insurance, for one thing.
Gone.
Your job and employment issues. Who the fuck's going to hire someone with AIDS?
Gone.
Among the samples of physicians, the doctors, they all said 64% of the doctors believe that mandatory federally funded HIV testing would improve the overall health. So 64% of the doctors said so.
Well, you know that's going on your file after they... Oh, AIDS.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see in your file your disease.
Yeah, you're a diseased individual. Because, of course, that all goes into the Matrix, the new you know, massive conglomerate system they're putting in the state. So now they know who's got AIDS. You get sent to the camps. Have a nice fucking day. And, of course, the doctors said that 84% of the doctors who were against it cited that they wouldn't be able to get life insurance or jobs. So physicians are a distinct group who share similar education, income, and status in society.
Well, just like on that thing you did last week about the AIDS camps. Maybe everyone can go there.
Oh, yeah. We'll set up, you know, the green AIDS camps. Like in that, what is that, the 6-hectare camp in China they got going on there? The green zone or whatever the fuck it is?
You have AIDS, go to the camps.
Yeah, off to the camps with you where you can work and be a productive member of the leper society. And it is intriguing that their views, the doctors that is, and those of the general public on serious and evolving healthcare issues such as this one, noted Glenn Kessler, co-founder and managing partner of HCD Research. Now, I'd also like to really check who HCD Research is profiling because, you know, who knows if these stats are even accurate. According to a recent study in New England Journal of Medicine, health experts recommended that virtually all Americans be screened routinely for HIV/AIDS virus, as much as they are for cancer and other conditions. In addition, the report cited federally funded studies which determine the cost of routinely testing and treating nearly all adults would be outweighed by the reduction of the new infections and the opportunity to start patients on antiviral medications and early disease and progression.
Thinking conspiratorially here.
Of course.
This may have been funded by drug companies.
Oh, no.
AIDS.
No, no. No,
no,
no.
Mandatory testing?
No, mandatory testing. Who's going to stand up? Follow the money.
Yep. Where's
follow
the money?
The money. You know, where's the money going with that? Nothing. Nothing new there.
Check sums on those company names that were mentioned
in
the story.
Yeah, we want to check that out. That is probably, you know, I'd almost guarantee that's dirty. But apparently there's a doctor. Now, this comes off kind of a little bit more of a rabid sort of Christian website, so I'd like to check some of this, but it's probably legit. It's the article's slanted, but a doctor, a psychologist, was talking about the New World Order, and he lost his job. A state government panel in Oregon has barred a psychiatrist from practicing medicine because he talked to his patients about the New World Order, saying such discussions could cause emotional duress. You're upsetting people, so we're taking away your practicing license. George F. Witkop, MD, who's 60, signed a disciplinary order by the Oregon Board of Medical Examiners on February 3rd, agreeing to stop practicing medicine due to unprofessional conduct and repeated acts of negligence, according to the report in the Portland Oregonian. In the Portland Orgasm. This is all about religion and politics, Witkop told the paper. It's not about competence. The controversy began in 2002 when Witkop, in an interview with the board's investigation committee, defended his use of reality testing on patients. The report said that said that to help some patients, Witkop gave them information on the New World Order, which he considers international effort to establish world government and world economic system and a world religion. Okay, well, there's a lot of evidence to back that up.
W-T-O.
Yeah, like, much? Like, there's a lot of evidence here.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy believes that's what's happening, so he may be wrong, and his patients can go, fuck you, you're a crack monkey, I'm leaving.
These things kind of take care of themselves. If my doctor was telling me crazy stuff, I'd be like, I'll change doctors.
I'll be all leaving now, thanks. In October, the regulatory panel placed Witkop on probation and suspended him from practicing. The board said it would pay... It would stay the suspension if he paid $5,000 and completed a monitored mandatory program. So they're putting the psychologist through monitored programs. Mm-hmm. Witkop refused, leading his signing of the order this month.
Good on you.
Yeah, well, which I say, okay.
Nah, he's 60, he doesn't care.
Yeah, what the fuck. According to the Oregonian report, a review of the medical charts of six patients by the board showed a pattern of inappropriate prescription of medicine. So that's inappropriate. Well, that's judgment.
Yeah.
In addition, the board said he sometimes used treatments without adequate explanation or medical rationale. Okay, show me a doctor who doesn't do that. In 2003, the board decides Witkop's practice of talking to patients about the New World Order reflected poor medical judgment that could be destabilizing and cause patients to suffer mental and emotional duress. I give you this program. Okay? If you're a psycho, please turn off the radio now. Okay? Because if you're not a psycho, then you need to know about this. And you know what? Life has some physical and emotional duress.
Life is hard.
I'm sorry. We just talked about how all like vitamins are leaving. Well, don't talk about that because you're making people upset. Well, yeah, there's a reason why they're upset. It's not my fault. I'm just telling them that they're going to make vitamins illegal and you're all giving me shit.
You're causing distress, Sean.
They say
you
I
should
talk...
be on the radio.
Oh,
we're
I know.
We're going to take away your license.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. I have no license.
Talk about happy things, Sean.
Yeah. Shiny, happy people. They say I talk about things they don't like me to talk about, Witkop told the Portland paper. Under the disciplinary order, Witkop cannot resume his medical practice until he complies with the demands of the board.
Comply.
That is, you know, your typical kind of story. Now, this is another part here, too, where a lot of Christians can't actually talk about their Bible anymore because they get charged with hate crimes. There's whole sections of the Bible.
What?
Yeah, no, this is legit. Like, there are sermons that, like, if they were to, say, get into the Leviticus and shit like that, talk about killing gay people and stuff like that.
Okay.
They are not allowed to preach from their Bible in their own churches about gay anti-gay stuff because it's illegal now. They get charged under hate crime laws.
Okay.
Now, I'm not really wanting them to go out into the street and, you know, be at the gay protest rally throwing fruit at people and putting
in their own church.
But if they're in their own fucking church with all their little
followers
in there and they want to be talking about how much they hate gay people, give her.
Yep.
You know, I mean, really, it's not, I don't like it. I wouldn't go to the church and get up and say, you're fucked and leave.
And if you're hearing that, leave the church.
That's
you don't like what he's saying.
Yeah, get the fuck
turn
out.
The channel.
Last time I was in church, the guy called down chronics and I got up, gave him shit after the end of the sermon and left. Never came back. Fuck him. You know. And, you know, I tried to explain that to the in-laws and they didn't really see along. Well, why would you want to get frozen anyway?
You know, dying's a natural thing.
It's a natural thing, you know. And of course, this all leads to the fact that, like I said, talk about spatial exploration. And they're like, why would you want to go to space? And at that point, I realized I have nothing in common with these people. And I just sort of went, oh! I have to take a shit. And then you just don't come back. You know, it's just like run. You know, just get out of there. It freaks me out, you know. But I think that, again, like Chomsky says, if you don't believe in freedom of speech for the people you despise, then you don't believe in it at all.
And that's completely true.
It's totally fucking true.
Oh, only for some people can talk about some things.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're a dead guy on a stick or worship a rock or whatever you want to do. You know,
talk
do your
it.
Thing, you know, spin a little clay thing or whatever, light some candles, rock on.
Don't get in my face about it.
Yeah.
You can talk about it.
Keep your dreadlocks as long as you want. I don't give a shit. Rock on, Billy. But don't be all, you know,
come
I'm not going
to... my house.
I'm not... Yeah, don't come into my house rubbing it in my face. But I'll tell you what, I won't go to your house and tell you what you can and cannot do, because that's fucking bunk,
that's
man.
That's bad.
That's bad, 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 all bad, bad, 70 million different kinds of bad. So not liking that very much at all. And, of course, political correctness has gone completely awry. Now, everyone knows that I've apologized a number of times for using the term gay. I get a lot of shit for that because I say,
it's part of your nomenclature.
It's part of my nomenclature. I say, that's gay. You know, and that's like a negative term. You know, I say, well, that's really gay.
Yeah, and that's homosexual.
Well, I'm not saying that's it's like it's prissy, it's weak, it's not, you know, there. And I suppose it's probably not the best, you know, term to use, but I don't really see it as being... I'm not anti...
It's like saying, that's retarded.
That's retarded. It is retarded. Things are retarded. And I think it's funny. I think it's a funny term. Yeah. You know, if that makes me a bad person, you know, I guess I'm a bad person. But this is why you have to be careful with the slippery PC slope, including sandwich names. Rutgers University has ordered popular food trucks on its College Avenue campus to change the name of certain sandwiches after receiving complaints from students.
Freedom fries?
Freedom Fries. Some of the names were derogatory towards women, gays, and members of certain ethnic groups.
Okay. Lay these sandwich names on me.
I don't know. The vendor's contractual obligations include showing respects to all students, faculty, staff, and operating in a professional, courteous manner. Yeah. Rutgers spokeswoman Sandra Lehman said in a statement. Okay, that was kind of, this kind
like
of shit.
Beat your wife sandwich? Is that what
it's
called,
the wife beater sandwich?
What's the sandwich?
It's burning hot cross buns or what? Sam Algar, owner of Mr. C's food truck, said he received a letter directing him to change the names. He and the owners of the other two food trucks parked at a university parking lot promptly covered them up with silver duct tape. Duct tape, man. That's just another use for duct
tape.
That's
right. Censoring names.
It's not like it's a bad thing. I'm not trying to discriminate or anything, Alger told the Star Ledger of the Newark for Wednesday's newspapers. It's extraordinary. It's funny. It is funny. It's fucking stupid is what it is.
Yeah.
Stephen Goldstein, chairman of the Garden State Equality, a station-wide gay and lesbian political organization, isn't laughing. The sandwich business management is to be sexist, homophobic, and offensive, and all in one grand slam. What, I'm trying to get it in there. He told the Associated Press on Wednesday. This is how hate crimes start. Yeah, that slippery slope starts with a sandwich. Pretty soon we'll be shooting gay people.
That's right. Sandwiches first.
Slippery slope.
I've seen it happen.
We've seen this before, man. It started. This is how hate crimes start, when people feel it's okay to make biased comments publicly. Okay, dude, like, fuck off, all right? We're talking about a sandwich here.
It's better have the sandwich names in the story.
They don't.
Oh, come on.
It's illegal. I don't want to get charged with hate crimes. You're giving me shit because I threw a lisp on that last piece there. Others see the food fight as another example of political correctness getting out of hand. David French, president of Philadelphia-based Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, said, while it may be university's prerogative to ask owners to change their menus, it raises some constitutional issues. It strikes me as silly sort of systematic, French said. It's kind of a piece of this larger problem that if someone is offended, colleges are awfully quick to pull the trigger. Now, that's totally true. Like, okay, I don't want to offend anybody, all right? But some people are just fucking stupid. And I don't care if you're gay, straight, you know, if you're black, white, yellow, green, purple, whatever. You're just fucking dumb. Yeah. Okay? There's fucking dumb people. This whole concept is fucking stupid.
How about Indian red crayons?
Well, yeah, like Indian red crayons and shit like that. I mean, it doesn't really affect me. I'm not an Indian, so I don't have much say in the issue. You got to look at this stuff like intent.
Yeah.
Now, if the guy's naming sandwiches, like they got like dead nigger sandwich, okay, and you know, I like my dead nigger on rye or something like that, I could see how that would
that
be a problem,
be.
You know, because it's obviously there, you know, it's like the. But if it's not an intentional slur, you know, it's
it
about intention, you know,
there.
The way those words went together, and we're getting into the bad word category, which is just like, fuck you, dude. You know, what about all the nerds and geeks? What about all of us who've been ripped on for years and years and years? Do you see us getting up there crying, no, they made fun of geek love and stuff? Like, come on. You know, why are you guys always putting in your news reports that you're against me just because I live in my parents' basement? You know, like, how many times have you heard about the nerd living in the parents' basement?
All the time.
All the time. It's constantly in the news. All right, is that offensive? Fuck yeah, it's offensive. There's a lot of people who live in their basement, and they're not really pleased about it.
Yeah, they can't afford to move out or whatever.
Can't afford to move out, blah, 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 blah. So it's all about, like, social class. And they try to make this seem like this is somehow showing equality, you know, because we're going to change the name of a few fucking sandwiches. How high do you have to be to believe that? That's just retarded. That's just dumb. It's gay. I don't like it.
Make everything happy.
Oh, fuck. I mean, come on.
Ban everything.
Don't you think there's better things for you to be fighting against than the names of fucking sandwiches. Like, give me a break.
Maybe it's so good out there now that the only thing left to fight are sandwiches.
Right.
And everything else is gone. All the prejudice in the world
is gone. Except for the fucking sandwiches. Those white bread sandwiches. Those white bread sandwiches. I bet you have your sandwich on white bread, don't you, Sean? Ain't lots of white bread for you? Huh?
You want some white?
Want some
whitey?
White bread there? Whitey, white bread, white sandwich. I want some mayonnaise.
That's on your offensive.
On your sandwich, you white bread mayonnaise eating 12 sandwich eating civilian motherfucker, huh?
I think we should go to some stores and like pick anything that says white bread.
White bread, nothing white, no white paper outside of Staples, Office Depot.
Must be another name.
No, white. Well, we want the non-colored paper.
Non-colored.
Jesus.
That's bad too.
That's bad too. Yeah.
You can't say that.
We'd like the bad paper. We'll just call it the bad paper. Give me a fucking break.
One? The black or the white?
The bad. I don't know. If you want to fight against something, you should be fighting against things like Rip Guard. Which sounds like a type of anal lube, but it's not. Okay, RipGuard is the new DVD plugin for the digital hole. That's actually not wow. RipGuard DVD plugs the digital hole, or lubes the digital hole, created by PC-based software that enables consumers to make unauthorized copies of DVDs. This falls into the shit that got hacked before it was zero-day wares category, containing copyrighted movies, music, and officials with the Santa Clara, California content protection software company said. So, RipGuard is a unilateral content protection system that is when applied liberally to DVD discs and requires no additional software or hardware to be incorporated into PCs, DVD players, or DVD recorders. MacroVision, often used when making porn movies, is a new product available to... MacroVision said the previous statement I just said. I'm fucking it up because I'm adding stuff in. The new product is available in select replication facilities with general availability expected in the second quarter. So
this is the 25th attempt at protecting DVDs, and the 25th time it will be broken.
And for the record, the worst name ever. Welcome to RipGuard.
RipGuard.
Making sure that the companies don't take it in the ass. Pfizer, and that's not a slight on gay people.
No. Heterosexuals.
Is it a hate crime to claim taking it in the ass is a negative term?
Against people who take it in the ass, yes.
Jeez.
You cannot single out any kind of group whatsoever now, Sean.
What if it's just taking it?
Taking what?
Taking what? Like, how about convicts?
No, you can't speak out against convicts. That's grouping people into some category.
Well, I'm going to speak out against Pfizer, because they're still killing people. That's
the
people I'm going. Yes, they are. On the eve of a crucial Food and Drug Administration hearing, okay, this has been going on for a while, the New England Journal of Medicine is releasing damning new details from studies indicating that Pfizer, painkillers, Celebrex, and Bextra, now I've talked about Celebrex before, but apparently Bextra's fucked too, may cause some sort of heart problems that lead to the recall of the Merck's Vioxx last fall. So it's the same sort of problems that Vioxx calls, Bextra caused, and so does Celebrex cause. The top line results of the studies were announced last fall, but it's the first publication of the full details. In one study of Bextra, its injected cousin, Paracoxib, heart bypass patients treated for as little as 10 days with the drugs had nearly quadruple the risk of having a heart attack or other cardiovascular events in the next month. In another National Cancer Institute study of 2,000 people at high risk for colon cancer, patients who took very high doses of Celebrex for 3 years had more than triple the risk of serious heart problems compared with those who got a placebo. Also in that same issue, the journal is publishing results of the colon cancer prevention study that led Merck to withdraw Vioxx last fall. Now,
a lot of bad drugs.
Drugs are bad.
With human guinea pigs.
Yeah, not like, who the fuck signs up for these trials? Like, hey, we're going to test this out on you, and, you know, if I found out that they gave me a bunch of shit that, like, quadrupled my chance for a heart attack, I'd be like, hey, this is nothing personal, but I'm going to bring a rifle into the testing facility and start geeking doctors. Because you killed, like, fucking how many people?
They get paid for this, so it's like, if you take this mystery drug, that may kill you, but we'll pay
I'm sorry.
For it.
Yeah, and technically we traded the Indians a bunch of glass beads for their lands, and that's all legal and shit, but that's still fucking wrong.
Yes.
I mean, it's fucking wrong. I don't care how you cut it. It's still wrong. And as we all know, Pfizer's got more money than God. So that's entirely the problem, is that, you know, we won't have, you know, the ability to stand up.
Here's money.
Now, following the Israelis' lead, okay, not to do anything better or anything worse, but following the Israelis, Israel started giving pot to their troops to treat them for post-traumatic stress.
It's good.
Good stuff.
Works.
Good stuff. Now, the problem here is that America couldn't just give them pot.
Oh, no.
No,
oh,
we couldn't
no.
give
we
them pot.
Get some drugs.
Because we got to get some drugs. So we like drugs because pot's natural, so we can't have that.
Nobody's making money that way.
So you know what they're feeding the soldiers over here instead of weed? Even though Israel, who's probably been at war more than anyone else in the last little while.
Longer than our country's been around?
Yeah, pretty much. Now they're giving... No, they haven't, actually, because we help... Canada predates Israel. Israel's created at the end of the Second World War.
My mistake.
Anyway.
That area.
That whole region has just been, like, generally a shitstorm for the last 40 years. All their soldiers have got, like, huge battle stress.
Okay, what are they feeding? What are they injecting?
They're giving our soldiers ecstasy now. American soldiers traumatized by fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan are to be offered a drug, ecstasy, to help free them of flashbacks and reoccurring nightmares.
Here's your ecstasy and here's your glow stick.
Shibbidi-bop, shibbidi-bop.
Techno music.
Yeah, that'll be fucking great. U.S. Food and Drug Administration has given the go-ahead for soldiers to be included in an experiment. That's just great. To see if MDMA, the active ingredient in ecstasy, can treat post-traumatic stress disorder. Just give them some weed. Scientists behind the trial in South Carolina think feelings of emotional closeness reported by those taking the drug could help soldiers talk about those experiences with therapists. They'll do more than hug with the therapist. Several victims of rape and sexual abuse with post-traumatic stress disorder, for whom existing treatments are ineffective, have been given MDMA since the research began last year. Michael Mietenhofer, the psychiatrist leading the trial, said it looks very promising. It's too early to draw any conclusions, but these treatment-resistant people so far resulted are encouraging. People are able to connect more deeply on an emotional level with the fact that they are safe now. We have noticed that they have begun humping door frames and dancing uncontrollably. He's about to advertise for war veterans who fought in the last 5 years to join the study.
Come get your ecstasy.
Free drugs! Here they come, sir. According to the U.S. National Center for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, up to 30% of combat veterans suffer from the condition at some point in their lives. Known as shell shock during the First World War and combat fatigue in the Second, the condition is characterized by intrusive memories, panic attacks, and the avoidance of situations that might force survivors to relive wartime experiences. You'll notice, actually...
Like shopping market lines
and like, gun ranges, I suppose.
Yeah.
The sad thing is that there's more and more people getting post-traumatic stress syndrome who were not in war. Okay, there's lots and lots of people who suffer from post-traumatic stress, like
from
cops.
Everyday life.
Cops.
Oh, cops. Okay.
Cops have huge, huge post-traumatic stress. Nobody talks about shit. These cops are like in like there's one cop, he gets into a wicked fight. I mean, these are things that these cops deal with. Nobody's paying any attention to it. Cops all have nervous breakdowns at least once in their career. They have one of the highest divorce rates. No, nobody gives a fuck because they're cops. Oh, well, that's part of the job. Let's just suck it up. Be a man, you know?
Well, it is part of the job. It's a hard job.
It is a hard fucking job, but you may as well make sure that these cops, you know, seriously, that should get Bob Marley with some of these cops. Seriously.
Put on some reggae.
You know, don't drink and drive, smoke and fly. You know, that's when you turn it on the light. Woo, woo, woo. And you'll be a lot more relaxed. You pull over. How's it going, man? Is that some potato chips in there?
Can I see
your license and...
potato chips?
Those are the ones with the little ripples on them, aren't they? Yeah, those are good. Do you like those? I watched that ad for those last night on TV, eh? You know, and they were all like talking to that guy. The guy who played hockey. That hockey strike sucks too, huh? Do you like hockey? Yeah. Yes, officer. Good. Yeah, I like hockey too. Well, it's good to talk to you. I'll see you later. Woo! You know, that's
conversation.
That is utopia, man.
Yeah.
Are you joking? Excuse me, son. What have you got there? It's just some. What are you smoking there? Oh my God! This is worse. Here,
this
I got
is
some,
not good stuff.
I got some Thai stick in the trunk. Just one sec. Here we go. Back in. Here you go, son. Now
here's a phone number.
Hold it. Hold it in, you little pussy. Hold it in. Fucking perfect, man. Could you just imagine the entire SWAT team? I promise you, give a sniper some weed, you're gonna have some fun then, man. He's like, I can make a shot, man. I got brainstem on this guy. Are you sure? It's through the wall, but I can do it. You know?
I know where he is.
Need a flare? No, man. No flare. It's, you know, but apparently, never mind that. No, we're just going to feed ecstasy to combat troops. That's just what I want. Guys joned up on caffeine, cutting people's heads off and shit. Let's give these guys some ecstasy and let them go in the Leatherman ball. Sounds good to me. Paint up your face.
Yeah.
All good. Into the Leatherman ball with you. Shoot it, and if you don't have post-traumatic stress when you went in, sure as fuck you're going to have some when you come out.
Oh, yeah.
In the spyware news, with a little fuss and no debate, the House subcommittee today amended an anti-spyware bill to clarify that legislation does not cover third-party cookies. HR, because we don't want any Girl Guide cookies in there. The Security Protect Yourself Against Cyber Trespass Act, the SPY Act. I love these acronyms. Who cooks this shit up? They got a team of monkeys working around the clock on this. Prohibits unfair or deceptive practices related to spyware and requires an opt-in notice and constant regime for legal software that collects personally identifiable information from consumers. Now, that's a good act. That's a good act. It regulates spyware. But they've got rid of the third-party cookies, which the spyware practices prohibit the legislation. Well, prohibited by the legislation include phishing, keystroke logging, homepage hijacking.
Whoa. I'm sure this will be very effective against those Chinese hackers.
And ads that cannot be closed except by shutting down the computer. Violators could face civil penalties of up to $3 million. So putting civil court on there with the lawyers able to sue these motherfuckers, unless, of course, they're Chinese hackers, in which case...
16-year-olds don't have $3 million.
No, but their parents do, and the lawyers will go after it. Trust me, those guys will get blood from stones, man.
Yeah.
At a January hearing on legislation, concerns were raised the bill would unfairly target third-party cookies. Leave the cookies alone, man.
Those cookies.
Stop breaking the cookies. Although lawmakers insisted that was not their intent, they expressed their desire to reach a compromise on the issue. This amendment, otherwise clarifies, is an excellent bill, said Representative Cliff Steams from Florida, and he's the chairman of the House Subcommittee on Commerce, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The bill should not penalize authentic use of the technology. It, the bill, does not apply to cookies, including third-party cookies. So now that
we get that cookie from?
Where'd you get that cookie? Is that a third-party cookie? I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to surrender those cookies. But they're really good. You know, they changed the Girl Guide cookies. Have you noticed that?
I can't eat them.
Yeah, you can eat them. You've chosen not to eat them.
My body goes in a convulsion.
Yeah.
I refuse to eat them.
Okay.
I choose not to
any
eat them.
Any fucking how, the rest of the human race, they've changed the Girl Guide cookies.
Okay.
And they suck now.
Do they?
They suck now. They're
and
not
the
as
sales
good.
Sales will go down then.
Well, I guess people just consume anything. But it's like when I go to that horrible, you know, Starbucks, right? I go in there, and they stop carrying Irish cream. I always have light roast coffee, Irish cream flavoring.
And that's why you go to a different place.
I go to Ethical Addictions now in Langley, right? Yeah. So I go down there, and I have it because they have Irish cream. But the people at Starbucks...
Killer samosas.
They do, yeah. The people at Starbucks have the fucking balls, to tell me, oh, no, we don't carry Irish cream anymore. Blink, blink. Why is that? Oh, it's just not popular. Oh, yeah! Yeah, it's not popular at all. It's the single most popular coffee fucking flavoring in the world. But you're going to tell me that Irish cream flavoring is not popular.
As so deemed by Starbucks.
As so deemed by fucking Starbucks. Well, no, I don't think so. Wait, no. You can go fuck yourself. And it's great, too. I'll stand there. I'll say, like, I'd like Irish cream, please. And they're like, oh, we don't have it. I say, well, it's a peaceful protest. I'm not moving until I get some. And the fucking,
coffee.
They blue screen right there, eh?
I'm going to get my manager.
Yeah, and I've got, you know, the camel clothing on. Nope, peaceful protest.
What?
Peaceful protest. Check out how peaceful I'm being here. This is a peaceful protest. I'm in the line here. You back up. Peaceful protest. Then you order something.
I am the front of the line until I get
And then
my
he'll
coffee.
Make an offer. How about hazelnut? Yeah, all right. And then you just go along
I'm
your merry way.
Down,
and they don't really know what they're talking about. Yeah. Anyway, in cyborg news, I love it when the Wired writers, they're all just such rabid geeks. You know, the Wired guys at Wired, I love that magazine. I really do. If your vision of the future includes RoboCop-like body appendages, several scientists hope to meet you there. If only that was true, eh? This isn't silly cyborg fantasy, but with a group of scientists from Brown University, MIT, and Providence, I'm sure that these guys are actually Brown.
There's a university called Brown University.
I went to the Brown University. Brown University is...
not gold, not silver.
I don't know. I don't know anything about the university. VA Medical Center in Providence, Rhode Island. See the future of artificial intelligence. A project they have funded through the next years for a $7.2 million research grant. From who? An additional amount to build an advanced rehabilitation facility. From who? The Department of Veterans Affairs. Yes. The goal is to create artificial biohybrid limbs that merge man-made components with human tissue, muscles, skeleton, architecture, and neurological system, and work like a functioning human appendage.
Right. For like reference, they did to the monkey.
Like they did to the monkey, and look at Starship Troopers in the movie. They usually have stuff like that. They did, because the guy Rizzo, who came in, he had a stub, and then in the movie he had an arm that was put on him.
Okay.
The goal is to create... I just read that paragraph. Basically, the challenge of developing prosthetics is blending or creating this intimacy between the artificial device and the human, said Hugh Herr, Mr. Herr. Getting intimate with it. An MIT assistant professor in the school's health scientist and technology department director of biometrics group and media lab. Herr, himself an amputee.
Ooh, that's scary.
is working on the project by focusing on building the next generation of artificial knees and ankles. Other aspects of the bio-hybrid program will be generally applicable to both arms and legs, he said. In such a futuristic program would be funded by the Department of Veteran Affairs is no surprise to some. Last year, the VA alone fitted 6,000 new prosthetic limbs and performed adjustment repairs on 40,000 of them, said Stephen Film, acting chief research officer, Department of Veteran Affairs.
Not a bad market.
Yeah, no, it's not a bad market. In an executive speak, it's a major line of business for us, he said. Yes, yes, you bet. All these guys stepping on landmines and improvised, munitions over there in the desert, you know, in the desert and in the dark, man. They're going to get themselves all new limbs. It's okay.
More mines, more limbs.
More mines, more limbs. And we'll just, you know, keep sucking off the government tit. How about you just keep your fucking arms and legs?
Yeah.
And get the fuck out of the army. Of course, if you're in there now, it's kind of shitty because they got the stop-loss program, which is very similar to slavery. See, if you're in the army right now and you want to leave the army, can't do it. Oh, even though your term's up? Oh, because we need you. Sorry.
Oh, that's the rules?
That's the rules.
You could leave, but we actually need you. So we have to stay.
You have to stay. It's called the stop-loss program.
Stop-loss.
Yeah, meaning...
Stop losing people from the army.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, because they're like, they go to Iraq, they come back,
don't
they're like... And they're like, you know, there's a lot of guys over there who, like, live and breathe and eat, sleep and shit in the desert, and we don't know shit about the desert because we're from Delaware, so they're eating us like fucking popcorn over there because there's now more people have died in the Iraqi war than have died in Vietnam. And,
yeah.
You know, and no one's talking about this. There's a massive, massive fucking death toll over there. If you're, I, again, am a pro-military guy. I believe that a militant society is a very good society. Armed society is a polite society. However, I'm also very much for the boys. Okay, if my guys are getting geeked 6 ways from Sunday, I'd like some armor over there right about now.
Something.
There's not a single fucking Humvee to be had. Fuck that. We want Abrams wall to wall over there. And the first sorry son of a bitch that attacks an Abram, you level. You level that fucking house. Gone. Thanks for fucking around. Now, unfortunately, this tactic, although will slow the death toll, is not effective because the Russians tried the same fucking thing in Afghanistan.
In the same place.
It was in Afghanistan. Okay. When Russians tried to occupy Afghanistan and subdue those fucking people, you cannot subdue the Afghani people. They are fucking crazy. They play sports with dead animals, okay? You can't fuck with people like that. Just get the fuck out of there. Get out. You know, it's a bad fucking scene. Just leave. But no. You know, if these oil companies want their fucking security, you can hire. Okay, you can hire private mercs. Private fucking mercs to go do their own war crimes. Let's get the fucking army out of there. Okay?
Better things to do.
They are not an occupying force. They should not be an occupying force. Get them the fuck out of there. It's retarded. And to add to our society being uber fucked, this is the most fucked story ever. A Jehovah's Witness was handing out pamphlets about the end of the world in Nostrand Avenue subway station yesterday in New York when she saw someone carrying a bag of body parts. The parts, an arm and two legs, were found by a maintenance worker at 3 a.m. yesterday in a subway tunnel 200 feet north of platform, a station in Bedford. Bedford? Jesus, isn't that right where we were at? Bedford Falls?
Oh, we went through there.
Stu Vesson, police source said. We're not involved with
Bedford's
that. Yeah, whatever that is. How horrible. That's horrible, said the Jehovah Witness, who has lived in the neighborhood for 36 years but did not want her name printed. If this isn't the end of the world, I don't know what else to call it. Okay, you can always tell the Jehovah Witness wasn't Jehovah Wog, because if it was Jehovah Wog, she would have engaged that fucker with two arms. Like, seriously. Seriously, if you're there. Now, this is. I'm going to get shit for saying this, but I don't care. Okay, if you're in a situation, you see some fucking guy walking down the street with arms and legs in a fucking bag, and you have a heavy implement, go club him with it. It's very obvious. I mean, he's obviously broken the law.
Something is wrong.
Something's fucking wrong here. Like, and of course the J-Dubs are like, we're nonviolent and we're just going to cower in our shelter. And, you know, it's fucking
scream the end of the world.
You know, oh,
end of the world. Take the pamphlet.
You should have thumped this fucker so he wouldn't cut anybody else's arms and legs off. Initially, many computers thought the remains were from a train accident. Police have not identified to whom the parts have belonged, but have said they did. Oh, did they?
There's a follow-up story.
Oh, is there?
Found out, yeah.
So they know who it's belongs to. The parts were taken to city medical examiners for labs for testing, which, of course, it's come out now.
Yeah.
Yo, they just found a body down there. Veteran folks, who's 18, said to his friend, identified only as Ref, after climbing onto the street. They didn't find a body, Ref said, seeming annoyed. It's just parts. Yeah, well, that counts too, folks said. And Tourist 36, laughing about hearing on the discovery, as many did, she said she's somewhat used to hearing about the workday harm people are capable of doing to each other. Shootings, stabbings, muggings, and severed body parts struck her as absurd. Anything can happen in New York, said Toussaint, who frequently uses the A station. You've got to take the train regardless. Every day is something new. It's something new. Got some body parts today. Fuck yeah, Toussaint said. She had no choice but to continue taking the train every day. You have to go to work. You have to go out. You can't stay inside, she said. Well, that's true.
True.
But our society is fucked. And I think, honestly, that, you know, everyone's got... there was a time in our history when people would, like, if they saw something going wrong like that and they got involved, they'd be called heroes.
Yeah.
There was that portion of society where they would do that. But now, no.
Don't get involved.
Keep your fucking head down and mind your own goddamn business. Don't be a hero. Don't be a hero. Don't stand up.
You could get in trouble.
You could get in trouble. You know, it's kind of a personal call, but I'm here to tell you. It's like up here. There was a guy who's beating a chick to death in Langley with a 2x4. Mm-hmm. Okay. He wound up beating, actually, the chick and a guy. He killed two people with a 2x4. Okay.
Whoa.
Beat them to death. A dude who I've met. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't actually meet the guy. He came in, I was working in a place, and somebody identified him to me. This guy comes in, and I'm looking at him. He seemed like an able-bodied dude. You know, he was fair size. He ran outside because he saw this dude waking out with a 2x4. He had a hatchet, okay? The guy... he sees these guys, this guy fucking waking out with a 2x4, killing people. So he grabs a hatchet.
Good move.
Okay. Runs outside to confront dude with the 2x4. Gets out there. The guy with the 2x4 turns, faces him. The guy with the hatchet backs down. Mm-hmm. Went back inside. Because he backed down, went back inside, two people died.
Right.
Now, he can't be charged, which is fine, but maybe I'm weird, but I think that story would have had a different ending should I have grabbed a hatchet and gone outside. Personally, yeah. I think I would have grabbed two hatchets, and then I would have wound up, I would have thrown one, and then followed up with the second one pretty quick, because I'm just like, fuck that.
We've
and if you wind up going
your
to jail...
hatchet throwing skills.
Well, you know, it's a skill. I mean, anybody can do it. But it's just sick to me that, you know, people aren't willing to take a stand anymore. It's fucking sad. And especially Americans. I mean, shit, they're the original fucking take stand people. You know? It's don't fall asleep, guys. Now, here's a news story. I know it's kind of like beating the dead horse, but antidepressants aren't. People using widely prescribed class of antidepressants are twice as likely to attempt suicide, says a Canadian author's most comprehensive study of its kind. So once again, Canada has came forward and said, okay, we've done the most comprehensive study ever, okay, ever in the history of the world. And these kinds of fucking antidepressants cause people to kill themselves. I guess they're happy because now they're in the kingdom of fucking God. The findings, published in the most recent issue of British Medical Journal, have significant implications because of the widespread use of selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs. Scientists at the Ottawa Health Research Institute analyzed more than 700 clinical trials involving almost 90,000 patients taking SSRIs, which include drugs sold under the name brands Prozac, Clipramil, and Zoloft. So the big ones.
The big ones, yeah.
The big ones. The Ottawa study compared the report to a number of suicide attempts by patients taking the drugs and the number of attempts by patients taking a placebo. They found there was an average of 2.56 suicide attempts for every 1,000 patients taking SSRIs, compared with 1.5 suicide attempts for every 1,000 patients taking the placebos. So twice as many people are killing themselves.
Not so good.
As opposed to not getting it. The risk of suicide is somewhat expected with depression, but this is why, again, that I'm I don't care what the fuck it is. Don't kill yourself. Do not kill yourself.
That's... last resort, and you shouldn't even go there.
Live in pain.
Yeah.
Live in pain. Have knowledge you can kill yourself so you can get out, but you don't actually do it because that's chicken shit. The study found that the drugs contributed to an increased risk in patients suffering from other conditions. Doctors also prescribed SSRIs to treat anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and social phobia. Okay. I've hinted at this before, but I'm going to come out and say it now, and I don't really care. If you've been slated to go on these fucking... if you are suffering from depression, okay, and you've been slated to try all these fucking drugs, which we know... that more and more and more, like, these drugs are being found to be dangerous.
Yes.
Okay. Why don't we look at drugs that have been tested and tried and true for the last, say, 1,000 years? Personally, try weed. Okay, just try it. Give it a shot. If you didn't try it in high school, try it now. See if it helps. If it helps, stay off the normal drugs. Because I'm sorry.
It's just too many dangers.
It's too many fucking dangers. Okay? People say, Sean, that's whoa, hey, now, you're encouraging people to take an illegal herb, you know, a plant that grows wildly all over the United States, and you're encouraging people to take that. Well, what are you thinking? Where am I going to get it? Try the ditch outside.
Yeah.
Okay, try the ditch outside. Try down the street. Go find the dude on the corner who looks really happy. Talk to him. Okay? Because if you got a problem, all right, and you're worried about all these fucking drugs, and a lot of guys are, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be taking drugs. I'm just saying you should take some drugs that are tested. You know, and or call me crack. Before you do that, go pick up a book called The Emperor Wears No Clothes. Mm-hmm. Go pick up
some research, right?
Yeah, get the research out. Make sure that you know you go into it with some people who know about it. You know, get supervised, see how it is. Make sure, because it's habit forming. It's not addictive. Big difference.
Yeah.
Okay, it's habit forming. It's not
it's
addictive.
Like you like doing it.
You like doing it, but you can stop. You're not going to go into fucking cramps and have the spiders crawling out of the walls when you quit, like you do with like morphine and shit like that. But I mean, it's like, dude, it's fucked up. These drugs are hurting people. They're causing people to kill themselves. I mean, the old worst thing that's going to happen with weed is what? You're going to get fat. You sit around and, yeah, you sit around and eat the ho-hos. Yes. Anyway. Moving into, I'm actually going to, I know, Sims Tap has watched.
Well, you got a 7-minute song.
Well, yeah.
That takes us almost to the end right now.
All right, well, I'm going to skip.
Today.
Yeah, I got lots of fucking good stories today. Okay, well, I'm going to delete a couple of them because I just don't have the time. We're not going to talk about the End Times Prep School. Actually, I'll just do a quick rub. The End Times Prep School. A Vatican-backed college is launching new course for exorcists. Roman Catholic priests who cast out evil spirits for the possessed. I saw Constantine last night. Yes. So I saw that, and I'm like, oh, that's got to go in.
School for exorcism.
Dude, like, nice. What? Fuck, this shit opens for us. You got to be a priest to go, I checked.
Do you?
I'm like, oh, that sucks. Like, come on.
Can you audit the course?
You know what the thing is? It's like, I should be. Can I challenge? Yeah, can we go in? Is that what challenging is, auditing?
You sit in, and then you...
Oh, I should. That'd be so rad. I mean, I'm sure if I asked, got special permission, we'd go down there with cameras and I could take the exorcism course, especially if they have, like, the live trials. That'd be dope. That'd be so good. Yeah. Oh, man, I'd be like, your mother sucked. Shut the fuck up,
and
bitch.
For your final exam, here is a person possessed.
Yeah, how's it going? Sup? I'd be like, this is my holy bat, +5 of smiting. Bung!
Whack.
Have some of that. Anyway. Microsoft rootkits. Here's another link. You get this off my page. Microsoft Corp security researchers are warning about the new generation of powerful system monitoring programs, or rootkits, that are almost impossible to detect using current security products that could pose serious risks to corporations and individuals. The researchers discussed the growing threat posted by kernel rootkits at a session in RSA's security conference in San Francisco this week. The malicious snooping programs are becoming more common and could soon be used to create a new generation of mass-distributed spyware and worms.
Ooh.
With names like Hacker Defender, FU, and Vanquish. That FU one is kind of scary. The programs are the latest generation of remote sensing monitoring software that has been around for years, according to Mike Dangasolio and Kurt Diller, both of Microsoft Security Solutions. So watch out for those rootkits, everyone. Danger. And, of course, there's more, yet more poison food. Everyone likes poison food.
Poison food.
Poison food is good. You know what? I'm not going to put a song on the end of the show.
Because
there's too much news. I'm sorry.
We'll get it tomorrow.
No songs for you. Too much news. Too much news. No music. No, you are not allowed to have the music. Instead, you have the poison food. British Food Standards Agency triggered an international alert Friday involving hundreds of products contaminated with a dye linked to cancer that were shipped to Canada, United States, as well as most of Europe and the Caribbean.
Yeah,
so they're killing everybody.
Big list.
Nice. The agency said that the dye, called Sudan 1, No play on words there, because lots of people dying in the Sudan. Friends die. Sudan died. Sudan, I die in the Sudan.
That's
Sudan,
amazing.
With Sudan wants you to die. Was in a batch of chili powder used by Premier Foods to make Worcestershire sauce, which is now Worcestershire sauce. Now, in turn, was used as an ingredient on more than 350 frozen and fresh food products, including pies, sandwiches, sausages, snossages, soups, and sauces.
And pizzas.
And everything fucking else. The agency said that it learned of the contamination when an Italian authorities inspected a batch exported by Premier. So they, who knows how long it's been going on. It said that the sauce had been sent to Canada, United States, France, Greece, Switzerland, Ireland, France.
Everywhere.
France twice. Denmark. Said it's twice, I swear to God.
There's a lot in France.
So there's twice as much in France as here twice. Denmark, Holland, Austria, Cyprus, Belgium, Bermuda, Grenada, the Bahamas, Antigua, Borneo, Easter Island, Hawaii. It just goes on and on and on. Canadian Food Safety Authorities, shut up. Canadian Food Safety Authorities began to that task Friday. This is a bullshit-free zone. I know there's that shit on Easter Island.
Oh,
you can
go
there. Those
heads,
big fucking heads.
They have to eat, too.
You know, feed your head. Friday, I'm trying to determine which of these products covered by the recall made it to Canada and where the distribution chain of these products were. We received a list of products that could contain the dye and could have come our way, said Alien Chart, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. We don't know that for sure, but we're investigating this, so we're looking into it and trying to determine what product made it into this country, if any. Well, I promise you that someone made it into the country.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, the French pirates are attacking.
Uh-oh.
Sacre bleu! More than 7,000 people in France have effectively told the French authorities to prosecute them for online piracy. Come get it!
Now,
that's fucking balls. They've done so by signing a petition launched by Le Nouveau Observateur to protest the big music cartel's Sumol campaign, designed to blackmail people into buying product. The petition called We're All Pirates. That's the name of the petition. And
We're
it reads,
all pirates.
At this hour, dozens of internet users are about to be prosecuted for having downloaded music files from P2P networks. We want to denounce this repressive and disproportionate policy of which these victims are scapegoats. Like 8 million other Frenchmen, and that at least we ourselves have downloaded the odd music file and are therefore guilty. We are demanding that these absurd actions be stopped. We are proposing in the beginning of a wide-ranging public debate involving the government and everyone in the music industry, including artists, so as to derive at an adequate protection of the authorities' royalty rights, but also those of the consumer. Which is very, very good. Which is probably
yes.
A lot more German in there than French. But, you know,
a little bit of German.
A little bit of German. Well, they're French hackers, you know, and they're not going to. You really got to give it to the French guys, you know. Like, when you're dealing with their military and shit, their military is badass. Okay,
yeah.
Like, they used to run a French commando course that I heard about where they showed you how to tie people to trees without rope. It's how you can tie people up with their own limbs. Yeah, it's fucked up stuff. I don't know how to do it. I have a hunch, and if I can figure out how to do that, I'll be showing guys how to do that on video.
Because
it's cool shit. But, you know, some wacky shit out there. I got to get through this. I only got a little bit of time left. Daily hack. Microsoft Decoder Ring. When it comes to Microsoft Office documents, there's often a lot more to them than meets the eye. Most people don't realize that when two or more people collaborate on a Word, Excel, or PowerPoint document, hidden information, such as deleted text, names of authors, and revision marks, are sometimes unintentionally left there in the final drafts. There's a utility there you can get to. Wouldn't want to crack that or anything.
No.
But you can go there, get this utility, buy that, check it out, and it allows you to see just exactly who's touching.
The stuff that you're not supposed to see.
Exactly. This is all the news I have for you today, and it's been brought to you by the generous donations of Jesse Anonymous, Anonymous, Jesse Grey Goat, Robert Forleet, Michael, Matthew, Matt, Kevin, Derek, Jesse, Desert Running, Eric Speaker, Jeff Malcolm, Peter, Keith, Timor, WebLife, Richard, Greg, Evan, Matt, Drake, Levi, Ashton, David, Brian, Austin, Tara, Host, Mojo, Jonathan, Adam, Mystique, Mark, Jonathan, Trevor, Brandon, Art, Darmute, Peter, Jesse, Brandon, Justin, Matthew, Dylan, Lars, Daniel, Mookie, and Philip. Thank you so much for your donations. You people, in fact, rock sore. If you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca. Click on the donate tab. Do it. Do it now. And some special thanks to the hard netrunners made this show possible. Astrophysics, Sylvanus, PolySci, Ricky Rocket, Foulware, Psychofish, No Delete, and SIBO, Madar, Wandy, Iridium, Bonsai, Poppy, Tactical Walk, Hammer, Zix, and Bucky Fuller. No digital baptisms this week, but that's okay. And to everyone who sent me all the news and information that I haven't got to, don't worry, I'll get to it later in the week. If you have news information you want to send to me or any of the pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel, that's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L at rantradio.com. And if you like the music in the background, make sure you check out that band, Wolfsheim. Their album was called, it's a Wolfsheim album called something.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the name of the Wolfsheim album? I have it here, Spectators. So if you like that, check out Spectators by Wolfsheim. You didn't just stop it, did you?
No.
Good, don't delete that. So that's pretty much all we got. 56 minutes. That's the new show for the day. We love you. End of line. Oh, wait. No, I screwed that up. I'm supposed to say that's what server said.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you got anything else to add?
No. No, I don't.
Okay, well, that's what server said. Well, Jenny, you screwed up my end line again.
Do it again.
That's what server said. End of line.